Hey, beloved cabin crew and listeners. It's been a while, but it's also been rather a wild year for so many, I'm sure. But yes, the invitation and the call just to come up here has resounded so strong in the hearts of many. And, you know, this wasn't just a call to navigate the heavenlies and to compete for who has had the most impressive counter, or who's seen which angel or which person in the cloud of witnesses. No, it was a call to come up here into the perfection of God's perception, into the perfection of God's sweet perception. You see, this is basically to see in clarity as he sees, to stand as he stands, to speak as he speaks, to be the living vibration of the frequency of God's voice. You know, this is so magnificent because it means that the transforming adjustments can occur by us simply standing. Standing in the truth of God's existence, both within and without, so that immediate and immense change can occur. Falsities are displaced, and then to those that stay captivated on the infinite allness of those, the unseen assurance of all of those beautiful dimensions of his grace, you know, those ones that stay captivated, those are the overcomers. But who is it that stands in the truth of God's existence? Is it leaders of religious movements? Is it leaders of nations? Is it Bob up the road? Is it your pastor? Is it you? Maybe you have no idea of what the truth of God's existence is. You know, it's really understanding this truth, living it, it's dependent on two factors. Okay, the first is identity. Most don't have a deep-seated revelation of identity. You know, if they knew their true identity at a heart level, it would mean their lives would be victorious in many more areas than at present. Most of all, they would love, not flatter, or do things for people with secret motive or agenda. No, they would love. They would love, 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 the simple power of love, with no expectations of return. Okay, so the other factor of the truth of God's existence, it's also dependent on position. You know, like a parrot, you could easily say, I am seated in Christ in heavenly places, yet you could still be feeling insecure or rejected because, I don't know, somebody hasn't liked your Facebook post or something. But you know, so many are living in a distorted or a twisted reality. You know, they understand that, you know, there is an invitation into a transcended lifestyle, but in the day-to-day activities of life, the four-dimensional temporal reality captivates and consumes their existence rather than God's true existence. They end up trapped within a cardboard universe, made up of cardboard projected images of their own and other people, not to mention the world's expectations. Many cardboard cutouts that, to be honest, have many creases and after unexpected heavenly downpours end up all soggy and limp. Or when approaching the altar of worship are totally incinerated. You know, it makes you wonder how different worship would look if people would let go of these cardboard images and just bring it and themselves to the altar. Isn't that what worship is about? It's just being able to come to God and warts and all, to be vulnerable with him, to worship him for who he is. Yet, sadly, many would prefer to protect their image and their earthly position of pomp. So anyway, in many of Well, in much of my adventure of life with the Lord this year, I have seen the truth of our Creator's face shining into so many instances. There's a key here. Note, we don't just look at situations. We don't just look and perceive what we think, what's happened this year or what's happened in our lives. You know, we look and we see the situations out of the reflection of the light of His face. Because that has shone in our hearts. The light of Christ has shone in our hearts, in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, it says in Psalm 43, oh Lord, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. So this is how we walk it out, from within to without, in discernment and in wisdom. This is how we can perceive the wheat and the tares in our lives, in relationships, etc. So this year I have seen the truth of God's face illuminating to reveal the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, this has been in many different factors across the planet, you know, globally, governmentally, right down to businesses, families, and especially spiritual communities. The truth has spoken of itself and has blazed faithfully. The fires that invite us deeper, purging some of what we thought was true, in fact, to be ash. Remember those little cardboard images and projected images and cutouts? And the truth blazes. It just incinerates that. It incinerates what we thought to be true to be ash. So, you know, that could be mindsets. It could be belief systems. It could be friendships. Yet, at the same time, the fires have also revealed gold in many unexpected places. Hallelujah. And, you know, the curtain is being ripped back. The curtain in our realities are being ripped back as the truth is illuminating and showing us what is. If you have chosen a fallen reality, based your life upon it, maybe even sacrificed others to put yourself in a place of power or prosperity, then your cardboard cutouts are coming down. If you have chosen love to be your reality, treating others as you would like to be treated, if you have sought God's heart and desire in all things, then you have chosen a path that, okay, it may not have been easy. It may have been full of testing. But as we all shift into our true existence in Him, you will see that it has been a wise choice. It has been chosen by those that seek God's face and abide in His heart. It may not have been easy, you know. I know that. I feel that pain. You know, you may have felt the pain of many. You may have bared the burdens for many beloveds of the Lord. And you know what? I want to encourage you, because there is so much honor for these selfless lovers. These are the empathic ones. They have become expressions of compassion. And heaven salutes you today. You know, these dear ones, they activate goodness in this realm. How is that, you might be wondering? How do they possibly activate goodness? Well, you know what? Their choices in the secret place, you know, this actually releases light in the unseen realm. And this light travels into and through their actions to the seen realm. Yay! Although often their choices, their prayers and actions are hidden to most, these are just a delight and a joy to the Father. They could be absolute nobodies. They could be poor people nobody even knows about, but they are a delight and a joy to the Father, and the joy of the Lord is truly their strength. For they have found a joy that flows out of giving love. They have found the true source of joy, because their love flows from an endless supply. So they have found a joy that flows from giving love, and their love flows from an endless supply. They have been forced through the fires to remain strong. Courage revealed as they chose love and not position. They chose to keep moving despite disappointments, despite humiliation, betrayal. In the trials and agony, bearing the afflictions of others, they chose humility in God's strength. Not puffed up ego in defiance of God's loving correction. You see, the path chosen by ones that stand in adversity to the ones that maintain integrity, the ones that don't sacrifice others for their own profit or gain. You know, from the outside looking in, some people have just seen smoke rising from the lives and hearts of empaths at work. They may even have cast judgments and, I don't know, prideful accusation out of their own blindness. Yet, in their ignorance, they failed to see that the blaze is in fact trailblazers, making pathways that have never been traversed before. Ooh. They've been making deep pathways of intimacy, carving pathways of dignity, of honour, of humility and generosity, pathways of love, paths that have cost the trailblazers everything. Yet, once the trail is blazed, it is often trodden thoughtlessly underfoot of many that follow, many that never realise. But that's okay, because the beauty and the mystery of the trailblazers in the trail, the beauty is it very much in the eye of the beholder, and the beholder is our Abba, our Father in heaven. And there is so much honour for the trailblazers there. You know, there was no map or directions. This has been a trail blazed in faith by honest, simple, pure-hearted souls who have just pushed through. They've pushed through with many blisters and splutterings, and the fires are still roaring. The fires that are turning and are directed by the breath of our Abba. Our lives, the dancing sparks on his tongue. But you know, the trail now leaves us with a question as it forms a crossroad, an ancient path really, where wisdom cries out. This place, the fusion on the crossroads, it's a fusion of realms, and it's an invitation into the eternal existence. It's the truth of his existence refracted into this temporal reality, in and through our lives, through the unity of heart and mind. It's a colourful celebratory overflow of joy in his presence. So, what is your choice in the pathway of free will that you choose? Is some of what I've said resonated in your heart? Have you felt your heart just expand and swell? Like, have you felt the aches and the pains of groans, of longings, of to go deeper in him? But have you felt the aches and the pains of others as you have been journeying and petitioning the Father on other people's behalves? Is there a trail that you have felt deep and intuitively that God is leading you on? And is it time? Have courage and be found in the one, the source of all provision, that you would be the living expression, the manifested desire of your Father. You know, the breath of our loving God is asking. The angelic hosts and beings of heaven are whispering. The ones that have been before are asking. The planet is asking. Have we been so desensitized and programmed to obey the orders of man, or have we been sensitized to Holy Spirit? Will our choices demonstrate our maturity and thus transition us and our planet, the people and creatures, into the truth of his existence, into love, honor, kindness, humility, gratitude, grace, Or will we sacrifice all of this for our own position, name, ministry, business, school, family? As spirit beings in Christ, we are immensely powerful, so let us not fall into the trap of temporal seduction, where what we see around us in the immediate range of vision is what distracts and keeps us in a hypnotic state. No. Where our senses get filled with, I don't know, soap operas and fear-induced media manipulation and religious control. No. Let us just step back. Let us step back and lean into the perfection of His perception. That our perception is His perfection. From this place we stoop down as Christ did in coming to this earth. We stoop down to help others up into their true identities and existence. That we and our lives, our choices would be fountains of hope to future generations of humans, animals. In 2017 we can arise, we can shine, whichever unique pathway you may be called to. We can choose faithful stewardship in love and integrity of this precious earth. To love and live in thankfulness, to stand for justice, for its people, for its creatures, for all of creation, for the mountains, oceans and skies. Oh, beloveds, be the light, be the voice. Most of all, be love. Be loved.